You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. This is Jodie Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Everybody, welcome in. Final hour of Good Morning Football in the beautiful New York City studio. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Colleen Wolf, alongside Kyle Brandt, Jason McCourty, Devin McCourty. Do we have any more McCourtys coming in? Who else? Family members, extended family.
We do. We do.
Really? Let's go away.
My mom will be here soon. My older brother will be here as well. So, yeah, we got family coming in. Yeah.
Is that right?
Did you know that, Kyle?
No.
I'm so excited about this.
We're not bringing them on the show.
Why?
They're not TV ready.
If I let my older brother on the show and we start talking Cowboys, he may not leave the studio.
He got takes?
He got too many
90
takes.
90 really? Final block.
He texted me during it.
Not many good takes, though.
Frustrated?
Yeah, frustrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Frustrated Cowboys fan.
Yeah, come on.
Like the rest of America.
Yeah. Wow, let's get him in here. There's two seats. We can get the hell out of here. Colleen,
yeah, no
you're
problem.
Ready.
Listen,
see you at O'Hara's.
Go get breakfast. Yeah. With that, hey, it's time for a little Throwdown Thursday. Okay, so one of the big signings in free agency sent Derrick Henry to Baltimore. Head coach John Harbaugh spoke to our guy Steve Wojcik down in Orlando this week about the impact King Henry will have with the Ravens.
Well, it's just defensively, I mean just real football. It's one thing to have a reputation. It's another thing to have challenge of defending him. You know, just the fact that you've got to tackle him. He gets ahead of steam going, whether it's in the A gap or outside.
Right.
He took a fake reverse about 70 yards against us last year in London. You know, you don't forget those things. Those things sting, and they stay stinging for a long time. So, no, we respect him. He's gonna help us.
All right, first throwdown, more impactful signing, Derrick Henry or another running back, Saquon Barkley.
Ooh, I like Saquon, but I mean, have you guys seen Derrick Henry, his workouts that he does in the offseason with no shirt on? This guy is unbelievable.
It's like lifting houses and flipping them over somehow.
It's crazy. And I look at it for Philly. Saquon's getting there. I mean, DeAndre Swift ran for 1,000 yards last year. Before that, Miles Sanders ran for 1,000 yards. Do you guys know the last running back to lead the Ravens in rushing yards? Just a running back leading them in rushing yards. Because it's been Lamar Jackson for a while now. Mm. Last running back, Gus Edwards. Last 1,000-yard running back for the Baltimore Ravens.
Who?
Yes.
And it's been 80 years.
Ray Rice.
Justin Forsett. Last time.
Oh.
I thought you were going to get that.
I know. And I love Forsett.
We love Forsett.
I love Forsett
here.
So it'll still be Lamar Jackson this year.
We shall see. I look at the impact that Derrick Henry can have on this Ravens offense where, we said it, Lamar Jackson's been the leading rusher. Don't get it twisted. Derrick Henry was really good last year. He only got about 56% of the playing time with them adding Tajay Spears. But when he had the ball in his hands, he was still going to work. 10 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards rushing. don't just assume because this guy's older that he's going to slow down, he's going to fall off a cliff. Like I said, you've seen his offseason workouts, and we've mentioned it numerous times. I'm sure the Ravens are tired of hearing it. Their running backs carry the ball six times in the AFC Championship game. With Derrick Henry on the roster, I do not think that happens. I think he makes the bigger impact for his team, of the Baltimore Ravens, than Saquon does for the Eagles.
I have to disagree with you right there, J-Mac. Right. We agreed enough earlier in the show. I'm done. Listen, this Baltimore team, they continue to run the ball at a high level.
Yeah.
They ran the ball more than anybody last year. They had more yards than anybody last year. So adding Derrick Henry, yes, is he going to make them better? No doubt about it. He's a stud running back. He's done well his whole time in the NFL. But it's not going to make that big of a difference for Baltimore because it's going to come down to the same thing. Can they throw the ball and win games? Now, this Philadelphia Eagles offense, yes, they've had 1,000-yard rushes, but they haven't had a guy like Saquon Barkley that when you step on the field, the whole game plan, the whole time he was in New York, revolved just around him. You had to stop him in the running game. You had to stop him in the passing game. Yes, he's had some injuries, but he showed last season when he's healthy, he can go win some football games with DeVito. He can win some football games with Tyrod Taylor. It doesn't matter who you have at quarterback because he's that good. And now you add him with Devontae Smith, with A.J. Brown, with Dallas Goedert. And I see Colleen is over there. She's smiling because she's a Philly fan. She's ready to go. So I think Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia is going to be bigger than Derrick Henry going to Baltimore.
You probably tackled Derrick Henry a bunch, right? I mean, you played in the
No.
AFC.
I tried.
You really?
No.
So like, is it different?
Did you ever beat
really
Derrick
different?
Henry? Yeah, his rookie year, we stomped him in 2017.
Uh-huh.
After that, I think he might have
sent Brady Pack.
He might have got the best. Yeah. Not a fun task, though.
I bet. No, I look at it this way. Like, Philadelphia, I don't know what the hell happened at the end of last year. Like, you could have put Walter Payton and Jim Brown on that team, and that wouldn't have made it. Never mind Saquon. Like, that team became the worst team in the league in, like, overnight.
They
don't know what happened.
They went to, like, the Bermuda Triangle of the NFL for some reason.
Are they coming back?
Because
then they lost Kelsey. I still am trying to figure out what happened to that Eagles team. They just got smoked by the Buccaneers in the playoffs. They were so done. So I think they need a change the most. And I think, listen, if you want to get into the football of it, which we probably should, I think Saquon's going to catch a ton of balls. Like, I really do. I think Saquon has a little more to prove. I think Saquon is really besieged upon in New York. And, like, this is, I feel like, almost like Saquon's rookie year. Like, he has a really good quarterback and a good line and all that stuff that we've always wanted him to have. The Giants wide receivers have been pretty ridiculous over the past couple of years, not in the good way. The Eagles are ridiculous in the good way. I think it's actually Saquon. I'm fascinated by Derrick Henry because we always say perfect work ethic meets perfect genetics, and it's Derrick Henry's 30. He can prove the whole thing wrong if he just has this. Oh, my God. Remember when Derrick Henry was 30 at 1,300 yards? Hell yeah.
Let's go.
I love that. I think the answer is Saquon, though.
Saquon, it's like it's a homecoming for him, too. So it sort of feels like a real fresh start for him.
It does.
Everything right now kind of going back home and his daughter saying, does that mean we're going to win now? Like, it does feel like it's going to be special. And I absolutely don't expect people to be wearing Run the Ball t-shirts with Saquon there.
Right.
And if they are, then that's a massive problem. But I think in terms of impact, Derrick Henry is probably more impactful because of Lamar Jackson always being the leading rusher, just in terms of team composition.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when you look at what Saquon can add, that was a luxury signing. Like, Howie Roseman was looking at the books and he's like, look what I can do now. Let me just go and get this over here. I got the Dior's. And now we're cooking with gas. So it just feels like it's going to be Saquon in the end, being from Philly, outside of Philly, playing at home behind that offensive line. Arguably one of the best offensive lines in the league, if not the top one. I know the Lions will have something to say about that as well, but there's that one for sure. Okay, let's go to the next one. Lamar Jackson. We're going to keep it on the Baltimore theme here because he was looking for a recommendation in the last couple of days. First, he tweeted out, underrated scary movies. Okay, cool. And then about 9 hours later, he tweeted again, underrated sci-fi and fantasy movies. So judging by the number of comments, Lamar should have plenty to watch this offseason. Kind of begs the question here. I don't know if you guys are big Friday night movie people or just movie people in general. Well, Kyle, I already know you are.
Sure.
I feel like you're still probably talking about Dune, too.
Dune 2 moved me.
we're going to get into
I still feel like I'm on a contact high from that movie.
Better Friday night movie genre. Yeah. Is it scary movies or sci-fi and fantasy? Which one are you going? I don't even know what you said.
Yeah,
you said something.
You think about it like,
I'm looking at this one, and Friday night's big. You go home from this show, you take a nap so you can stay up and watch a night movie. Kyle just brought it up. Dune is popping right now. Yeah, so when you're talking about what you're looking to see, this is 100% Dune. I'm planning on it next week. I'm going to go to the matinee. You're talking about Friday night. I'm going to go see it 10 o'clock in the morning before everybody's even there.
I love it. You can't even wait for Friday night.
Can't even wait for it. Going to take the wife, going to get that big old bowl of popcorn that Dune is all famous for, and we're going to watch this movie, and we're going to have an absolute blast. So this, to me, is hands down, has to be Dune.
Has to be Dune.
I thought sci-fi. It's a sci-fi movie.
Or
sci-fi.
Scary.
Sci-fi movie.
Yeah, but I know it's a sci-fi movie, but if it's not Dune, are you still going sci-fi?
Yeah.
Because it's a genre.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm talking about right now. Yeah.
All right. I'm just making sci-fi. I haven't seen Dune, so you're throwing a lot at me.
More McCourty's. We need more McCourty's in here.
You're the only one. Your answer's wrong, because now you're going matinee and all of that. It's Friday night.
It's the beauty of Good Morning Football. It's wherever the host wants to take it.
You make your own rules.
Matinee is our night here with our hours.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You're a guest, you just
break
you
the segment.
Do what you're told.
Yeah, it's scary because when you line everything up, it's Friday night. So like Dune, you're gonna go watch Dune, matinee, then you're gonna go pick up your kids. Like, that's not it. You know, that's not Friday night, kids already sleep. You go scary movie, because scary movie leads to what? Your wife or your girlfriend, whatever you got going on, they get a little closer because they're scared.
Yeah.
So now it turns into this chill night, start scary movie, has a great ending. Some scary movies don't always have a great ending, but your night will always end well when you watch a scary movie Friday night, so it's definitely scary.
Unless you're scared, but
yeah. That's like kind of your own version of like the Netflix and chill.
No
doubt
about it.
Scare and chill. And like, that's all right.
Scare and chill.
Yeah.
It's that's
scary movie, like, has
sound a little creepy, but yeah.
It's fine.
I would go sci-fi because of the opposite reason. I don't know if you guys have this, but Brooke, like, she's out on the scary movies, like, completely. I've tried to sneak it sometimes, or like, she'll be out there and I'll just start this movie and she'll sit there, she's like, "What's this?" And I'm like, it's don't worry about it. It's got British royalty in it and you'll love it. And then, like, even when like the credits start, like, it should be like, "I'm out." You know what I'm saying? It'll be like, bang. Like, it's the scary music. And she'll be like, "Is this a scary movie? I don't like this. It makes me uncomfortable." So she doesn't like it. So I have to go sci-fi. I was going to say to Lamar, like, if you want like a really scary movie, you should just watch the tape of the AFC title game. Like, it's absolutely terrifying. It will scare the crap out of you. That was a rough day for Baltimore, guys. That was supposed to be Christmas. Everybody's home. We got Ray here. We're doing the dance. We're going to beat the Chiefs. Nah, that was terrifying. That's worse than any, like.
Van Noy's still mad about it.
I bet he is. Van Noy's always chirping about something. Yeah. Van Noy, get in here again and tell us more about it. That was a rough one. Van Noy, not his best day either. Kyle, I love you, but Devin brought it up. Yeah. I would go sci-fi.
That's Devin.
Sci-fi? Neither for me. Like, what, Friday night, I'm not a huge movie person.
Okay.
I love a comedy. I don't do rom-coms. I mean, you hate me right now. I'm looking at your face and you're like,
You gotta give something here, Colleen.
Well, okay, so how about this? Yes. I'm on the plane a couple days ago. I don't even know when I last left New York and went to LA, but whatever. It was sometime within the last couple days. And the woman next to me puts on Cloverfield.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
I am obviously, I'm trying to, you know, prep my Mock Draft Live show that was coming up. And out of the corner of my eye, I keep seeing what's going on in Cloverfield. And that is clearly, like, it's a sci-fi movie, but I had no context, and it's with John Goodman, and it's like a girl is locked in the basement.
Oh, you're talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I love that.
Clearly,
movie.
I did not watch it.
That's great. This woman is somewhere at work being like, so this lady next to me, she's Drake May going to the Patriots. And like, I just don't see it. I think McCarthy is a better fit in Foxborough. She's telling the same story at her work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Trying to watch a movie, and she has the Vikings trading up.
Yeah, like, I know. I mean, the audacity of her to be watching this movie on the plane.
Very good, though.
Give me a comedy. I don't want to be scared. I feel like I'm already anxious enough. Like, with the world is like a gigantic sci-fi movie in and of itself.
See,
so like, I'm good.
The segment. It was sci-fi.
You do what you want.
Scary. She just went comedy.
That's right.
So there you go.
I don't have anything against her. You were wrong, though.
He has no notes.
Devin, it sounds from you, you're not getting more than 10 minutes into the movie anyway. Like, we're moving on to the next act. Come on.
He's playing chess.
Best movies you can watch.
You're still showing the associate producer. And Jason, let's get out of here.
His wife is watching, cracking up, like, what the hell is he talking about?
Oh, I know.
Friday nights are nothing like that.
No, she's actually sitting there like it's only a day away.
Oh, really?
Oh. You know what? You can pro day and chill on this Friday.
I love the guy who brags about hooking up with his wife. Like, well, that's a big flex.
Oh, that's a big flex.
Yeah, I got some last night.
Guys, you're boring as hell.
Love it.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He is a visionary. He is a revolutionary. And tonight, he is exactly where he belongs.
Introducing first, from the Davenport Island,
Seth Freakin' Rollins!
If I were Seth Freakin' Rollins, I might think twice about issuing an open challenge off the top rope.
And now a moonsault from the second rope. Broad splash! Rollins looking for a splash, connecting! Going to deliver a suicide dive and drive in Uso into the barricade.
Pedigree! Into the Falcon Arrow!
Yeah, we were telling our kids yesterday, guess what? Seth Rollins is coming on the show tomorrow. They go, you mean Seth freaking Rollins, Daddy?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. He is one of the greatest wrestlers to ever do it. The current world heavyweight champion. He's won 16 WWE championships in his career so far. Does not plan on slowing down anytime soon. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back to the show. Oh, yeah!
Yes.
Seth freaking Rollins!
Yeah, what an intro. Always. I mean, Kyle, thank you so much. Good to see you guys. How you doing this morning?
Fired up to talk to you. We've been talking, Seth. We got to get right into it. WrestleMania is around the corner. So is the NFL draft. And the bell of the ball is the Chicago Bears. You are a massive Bears fan. We've talked many times. You had strong, passionate takes in the favor of Justin Fields. He is currently a Steelers backup, allegedly. What do you feel right now about what happened to Fields and what is coming next for the Bears?
Oh, man, my guy, he's gone. He's out of Chicago. I got to get rid of all the jerseys. I had socks with him, with his face on him, man. I was on Justin Fields. Yeah, I know. It's a heartbreaker. And I'm sad that he's gone. I'm happy that he's landed in Pittsburgh with Tomlin and Russell Wilson. I think it's going to be a decent fit for him. I'll miss him. But, hey, man, business is business. If you're in the front office and you think you got to take a shot at Caleb Williams at number one to transform this franchise, I understand that. So as much as it pains me, I understand how these things go. It's business. It's not personal. You got to take the next step for your organization. Chicago Bears are doing the right thing with Caleb Williams. So he's my guy. I got to get me some Caleb Williams socks now.
Damn right.
It is business, and it is what it is. And you mentioned that Caleb Williams seems to be the guy. For you, as a Chicago Bears fan, and you're representing that community, what are your thoughts on Caleb Williams? You guys fired up about him. You think he could possibly be the first Bears quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards in a season?
A couple things. First of all, I love the kid's style. I love the style. Yep. I love the swag. There's all this uproar on social media about his pink phone case and his pink nails. Yep. I'm like, come on, y'all. Let's have a party, man. Let's have fun. Let the kid live, right?
Exactly.
But his skill set is what I'm most excited for. I mean, he can make all the throws. He can react under pressure. You see what he's doing. And these extra time plays, he just makes special things happen, you know, and his arm talent is second to none. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does with all the weapons we got in Chicago, because we're a weapon team now, guys. We got weapons all over the field. It's crazy. So I'm excited to see what he can do. And I'm going to go as far as to guarantee, mark my words, right here on this day, guarantee he will be the first 4,000-yard passer in Chicago Bears history. Guaranteed.
That's it. Let's go. Caleb freaking Williams. That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guaranteed.
Go to Chicago. So you're a weapons team now. I want to know about that ninth pick, because everyone's talking about the first overall with Caleb Williams, but they also are picking at nine. A lot of the mocks have them going with a wide receiver, whether it's Roma Dunze or whoever is left there, but also it's such a deep draft for wide receivers. So I'm going to have you be Ryan Poles in this situation. Okay. In your sunshine sequence right now. You are the GM of the Chicago Bears. What are you doing with the ninth overall pick? Are you taking another wide receiver there? Are you taking a different position? Or are you trading down to gain more assets?
So the great thing about this ninth pick, right, is I feel like we're such a complete team. We're only missing a couple little things. And there's no, like, glaring obvious need. So in my opinion, when you get to nine, you pick the best available, because I don't know how this top 10 is going to shake out, especially like 5 through 10. It could go any which way. You know, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are going to go in the top 10, but like you said, the wide receiver class is super deep, man. So if you get to nine and it's Neighbors and he's still there for some reason, or a Dunze, or something's happened with Marvin Harrison Jr., I think you've got to take one of those three guys. I mean, they're going to be game changers. They're going to be young. You're going to add them to this wide receiving core with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Like, dude, that's going to be a special elite group. But, you know, you could always use a little love on the O-line. Bears could use another edge rusher opposite Montez Sweat. So there are options, and that's great to have at number nine, I think. I'm kind of wide open there.
When are you releasing your mock draft?
Yeah, when's the Rollins
call? Know, and we could probably do it on our mock draft live show. So let us know.
Look, I'm a Bears fan, and I love football. I haven't quite got it like ironed out yet. We'll give me another couple weeks. You know, I can't get these early mocks out. I got to wait till we get closer to the draft.
There we go.
I love it, Seth. I love the passion that you have, man. And obviously, the Bears, they were not quiet in free agency, signing guys like Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, Kevin Byard. How do you think these new additions will help turn things around for your beloved Bears? What are they going to do this year with these guys?
Dude, well, look, the team is ready to go. The defense came on strong the second half of the season last year. You know, they played really, really well, anchored a lot of those wins. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do. But you got to remember, we're playing in a tough division, man. Tough division. The Detroit Lions, proven, all right? They were like, everybody was like, okay, what are they going to do next year? What are they going to do? And they proved that they got what it takes. They were very close to making it to the Super Bowl. And then there's the Green Bay Packers. And, man, how disgusting is it that they seem to have their third franchise quarterback in a row. I can't get one. They got three back-to-back-to-back. They're killing me. But they're good, man. They're really good. I think they're only going to get better. They're the youngest team in the NFL. We're the second youngest team in the NFL last year. So, look, I think we're going to compete. No doubt about it. I'm not saying I can't guarantee playoffs this year. But you take a rookie quarterback at number one, it's going to be tricky. Yeah, you want C.J. Stroud, but you might end up with a Mitch Trubisky. You don't know. So, at the end of the day, we're going to see where we're going to get to. I'm hoping we make the playoffs this year, at least put up a big fight. Can't start the season 0-4 again. We do that, we're screwed. But I think we're going to put together a competitive team. I'm excited to see what the offense looks like for the first time in a long time.
You know what we love about Seth is that you get people to come on, and maybe they're wrestlers or actors or whatever, and they say they're a fan, and they can fake it well enough. They got a few notes, but they get to my pitch. Like, Seth's here all day to go deep in the Bears depth chart, drafts pass. Like, you know all your stuff. I'm going to double down. Seth, let's address the Packers situation, because WrestleMania is coming up. And as you know, for years and years and years, The Undertaker had this unbeaten streak at WrestleMania. No one could beat him. No one could beat him. It was just the thing. I feel like the Packers have that right now over the Bears. It just looms over everything. They have to find their Lesnar to finally end the streak. Like, give me the state of the Bears-Packers quote-unquote rivalry right now, because I'm with you.
I mean, look at the numbers. It's not a rivalry at all. I know. It disgusts me to say. I feel like I'm going to vomit as I'm telling you this, but Green Bay has owned us. Aaron Rodgers, no doubt, he is right. He has owned Chicago Bears. I think he gave Jordan Love a little piece of that realty last season. But, dude, they put the wood on us. And at this point, it's a mental hurdle we got to overcome. It's mental. I know the game's physical, very physical. But, dude, there's like a psych out kind of factor going in. Chicago goes into Green Bay or the Packers come into Soldier, and I don't think this team thinks they can win. You know, I think Green Bay goes in with such confidence that they just put the wood on us every time. So we got to break that cycle, man. We got to crush them. I don't want to just beat them. Like, I don't want to squeak by. I want to crush them. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping Caleb Williams is our guy, man. We got to break that undefeated streak. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. Last game of Justin Fields' career as a Bear, they go to Lambeau and put up 9 points in the last. I mean, it was just so bad. Let's move forward to more exciting things. All right. WrestleMania, baby. Woo! WrestleMania 40. I don't know how that happened, but Seth, you're always part of it. You're going to defend your world heavyweight title. We see the strap right there against the Scottish warrior, Drew McIntyre. What should fans expect to see from the Seth Rollins experience at the Showcase of the Immortals?
I got tricks. You know what I'm saying? I got tricks. I'm wrestling two nights. WrestleMania is two nights in Philadelphia this year. First night, I got myself a tag match. Me and Cody Rhodes taking on Roman Reigns. And get this right, The Rock. The Rock. That's right. Dwayne Johnson, Maui himself. He is coming out of retirement. He's got one more in him. And we're going to do it night one. I'm going to take him down. I got plans for The Rock. Night two, I'm going to defend the World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre. You know, he is a king of internet trolls these days. If you follow wrestling Twitter or wrestling X, whatever it is now, he's a king. And I plan to put it into it. So it's good, man. I got a good track record at WrestleMania. You look at all the things I've done in the past, the moments I've made on the grandest stage of them all. I plan on making at least two more in April in Philadelphia. So it's going to be a good time, man.
We're going to be there. A lot of people are going to be there watching you. I love that you are wrestling Maui next week.
Maui.
You know what, Seth?
Awesome.
You pin him and you say you're welcome to Maui, all right? Get what
That's
he's
right.
got coming. That's the guy, Seth
That's
Rollins.
Right.
We love him. Find out how it all goes down. WrestleMania 40, April 6th and 7th. Seth will be wrestling both nights. 7 Eastern, streaming live on Peacock in the U.S. on the WWE Network. Everybody else, the legend, Seth Freaking.
Appreciate you, man.
Love you, Seth. Bear down.
Thank you, guys. Go Bears. Let's do it.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football. Our next guest is a draft prospect who already has his eyes set on the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's also a first-team All-American and a projected first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
I need you guys to welcome to Good Morning Football from the University of Alabama, Terrion
Armstrong. Yo, what's up, Terrion? Let's go, baby! Woo! Yes. Applaud.
Hey, I love it, man. We appreciate you coming in this morning. I got a chance to call one of you guys' games, and I talked to your defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele, and we asked about you. He said you had the personality of Deion Sanders. I played in the league for a long time, playing at that cornerback position. You need that personality, and you need to have confidence. Let's listen to an answer you gave at the combine about being benched in a game and what it did for you.
It changed everything for me. I kind of like to say I had my Michael Jordan moment. I write it down every day. Eli Ricks, that's my brother. But I mean, when I got benched and replaced for him, it motivated me. I write it down every day and say I refuse to ever let that happen again. And that's what's gonna lead me and take me to getting that gold jacket, which is the Hall of Fame. The gold jacket, and I ain't talking about the one you could buy. So that moment right there from then on, I refuse to let that happen ever again.
And I ain't talking about the one you can buy. Just talk to us about the type of player that whatever team drafts you is going to get when you walk in that locker room.
When I walk into the locker room, first thing first, you have to win over everybody. You have to win over the organization. Obviously, they've done their research and they feel like I would be a great fit for the team, and they've done that by drafting me. But you have to go in there and really just be genuine. And the way that I was raised, the structure and the environment, I credit that to just my upbringing. And then even going to Alabama, learning how to be tight with people. Coach Saban did a great job of just teaching us camaraderie, knowing that it takes everybody in order for the team to be successful. So when I go into the organization, the first thing I want to do is kind of impress everybody by just knowing everybody's name in the organization, knowing the cafeteria lady, knowing the janitor, things like that, just things that have value and have meaning, and just kind of show that I'm not only here to play football, man, I'm here to build relationships, and I want to be here for a long time.
What a great answer. I mean, we already love you, man. Like, we're one question in, and we're like, draft this guy. So we can end it right now. Draft him. Don't even think about anything else. But let me ask you something. You have this real cool confidence about you, and you have to as a corner. You get into the league. I know you're at Bama. I know you played the best. You go out there. You're playing a corner. It's the first drive of the game, and you look up, and right across from you is Tyreek Hill. Like, different deal. How are you going to handle that NFL talent coming at you?
Oh, man. Right now. I mean, after I get out the show with y'all, I'm going to work out and just honestly just outworking everybody. I like to model myself after like the Kobe Bryants, the Michael Jordans, and just kind of just making myself great. Like Kobe, he always talked about how he didn't have abnormal quickness. He didn't have the speed that everybody had and the athletic gift that everybody had. So he had to work for it. And that's what I pride myself on. I mean, hard work has gotten me here. And growing up, they called me the working man. So guys like Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, Jamar Chase, you get excited for matchups like that, but you even start preparing for them now. I sit in my room. I like to tell people I watch TV, but I don't really watch it like that. So I was just going back looking at some game film, and I wasn't watching Tyreek Hill, but I was watching DK Metcalf, him and the Joey Porter matchup. So I'm just sitting back there looking. I'm like, dang, man, I got to guard this guy next year. Whether I get drafted to the Seahawks or whether we have to play against the Seahawks, I'll have to see him. So just already getting my mind mentally prepared for things like that, and already just preparing my body for the tough challenges up ahead.
Man, preparation is key in the NFL. Just like Jason, I played for a long time. But when I went back and I was watching the Bama film, you and Kool-Aid McKinstry, what I loved was you just complete football players, show up in the run game. You understand route combinations, all these different things watching film. I'm like, man, these two dudes are well-taught football players. Can you just talk about how you guys have made each other better by your relationship?
Well, number one, we kind of addressed it to the media. We understand each other, and we really have a true love for each other. That's my brother. I've shedded blood, sweat, and tears with that guy. So just coming in and having a peer that you know wants to be great and uphold the standard, it makes you better. Kool-Aid being on the right side, if he made a play or if he did something, I would feel like, oh, man, okay, this kind of how it's going to go. They're going to come at me. So, and vice versa. So just being there and being able to be in that same atmosphere with him. I mean, like I said, our secondary last year, I feel like, man, that will go down as one of the greatest secondaries. I mean, we had Caleb Downs, Malachi Moore, Jalen Key, Kool-Aid, myself. I mean, we had a lot of talent. And then that even just goes to the cornerback room that we had 2 years ago. That's what really made Kool-Aid and myself who we are. Like, Tyree Jackson, who's a top draft prospect. Eli Ricks, who's already in the NFL. And then myself, Kool-Aid, and Brian Branch at cornerback. I mean, that's competition every day. And it motivated us. It made us get closer. And not only that, it's just propelling us to what we have ahead of us. Like, I tell everybody, man, Kool-Aid is my brother. I love the guy, and we really, really made each other better.
I love this. I feel like you are wise beyond your years. You're like an old soul. Feels like you've been in the league already for years for some reason. And you mentioned that you called yourself, or people call you, the working man. And I know that you spent some time working on roofs. And you compared roofing. Big roof guy. So you compare roofing to football a little bit. Just want to know what some of those similarities are.
I told a story at the combine. Like, roofing has just allowed me to trust myself. Number one, being up there with my granddad in the summers while everybody else was playing around, it kept me disciplined and kind of kept me from being a product of my environment. I always say Tallahassee, Florida is a hard place to make it out of, but it just kept me disciplined and kept my eyes on the prize. The first thing it showed me is, hey, man, I don't want to be no roofer. I mean, sorry, granddad, but you already know that. I didn't want to be there. All right. I had other plans. So going back to football, just being in the heat, fall camp, It was fun for me because I was like, man, doing this is way better than being on the roof. I mean, I got a helmet to protect my face. I don't have to worry about falling, hurting myself. But just going there, like I tell people, man, roofing just allowed me to trust myself because the fiberglass on the roof, if you slip and you fall, no one's coming to save you. Correct. Same way with playing cornerback. When you out there on that island, single coverage, man, it's you and that receiver, one-on-one. And if he scores, like I always say, it's God, the end zone, and it's you. So, I mean, it just allows you to have confidence there. So my confidence comes from.
I love that, especially you get on certain teams and you have safeties like my brother sitting next to you who are only worried about themselves. You're out there on the island. You don't have that help from guys like that. You know the feeling, safety getting out of the screen, making it look like it's all the corner.
Yeah.
But I got to ask you, because at Bama, it became a big thing. We heard Reese Davis on ESPN, the phrase link, let all naysayers know.
Yeah.
Break this down for us because it went viral. Everybody was talking about it. What does it mean and where does it come from for you guys?
It came from Jalen Miro and myself. We were in the locker room, and Jamison Williams and John Metchie, they had just came up with the whole crane movement like that. So we were like, man, what's the movement that we can start that not only will impact the football team, but impact Alabama? So then we were like, Coach Saban always saying something about naysayers. Like, anytime he addressed the team, it was the naysayers don't want us to do this. The naysayers don't want us to do that. So we're like, what can we take from that? And I kid you not, it was almost like in a movie. Jameel looked at me and said, sometimes you just got to let them know. I'm like, Lank. He like, huh? Like, I reenacting it, he was literally putting on his jersey. He looked back at me like, huh? And I was like, bro, like, Lank. And then Jalen, he took it from there. He was like, let a naysayer know. So then that's what it was at first, let a naysayer know. But then when we had to go to the media and stuff, actually it was his parents who came up with it. Shout out to Jameel, dad, and his mom. They were like, hey, man, why would you let a naysayer know? You need to let all naysayers know. You need to let everybody know. So then that's how we came up with it. And then when we had the game versus Texas, we kind of watched everybody turn on us. They were like, man, the dynasty is over. I told y'all Alabama was a 10-2 team. They don't have what it takes. And then Jameel, he got benched when we went into USF. Just a whole testament to his character and stuff. After getting benched, we called a player-only meeting. And guys like myself, Dallas Turner, Kool-Aid, Jameel, we got J.C. Latham, too. We all got up there and we were like, hey, man, how do y'all want to be remembered? You know, we don't want to go down and save his only class not to win a ring. Ultimately, we ended up coming up short still. But just bringing the team together, and that goes back to what I said about camaraderie and stuff and just learning how to understand people. I looked at my teammates and I was like, how can we go out here and play for each other if we don't even know each other like that? So then we start to learn different things about each other. Like, I could go and talk to Caleb and be like, hey, man, your dad Gary's sitting in the stands, man. We can't have that. He's watching. Just things that motivate people, things that understand people instead of just yelling at somebody. Like, The worst thing you can do as a player is go and yell at somebody when they know they're in the wrong. Like, man, I know I messed up. I know I got bombed in front of 100,000 people, millions watching on TV. I don't need you to chastise me on the sideline. So I always prided myself as never being that guy, the type of person just to go and say, hey, man, I know your mom is watching, man. It's okay. You got the next play. Yeah. It's all right. I got your back. Like, when you reassure people like that, it makes them want to go out there and play harder.
Incredible. We absolutely love it. Whichever team gets you, they're getting an absolute gem, man. Good luck in the upcoming draft. We can't wait to see you out there on the sidelines.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.